Unit 3. Reading Passage. In the past, people tended to classify things as either worth something or worthless. Household, office, and industrial waste, seen as worthless, was usually burned or buried in landfills. However, as landfills fill up, the planet heats up, and energy and raw material prices go up, we're rethinking what we consider waste and pollution. New technologies are making it possible to reuse waste materials, and businesses are finding ways to not only throw away less, but to turn trash into cash. Recycling is the most widespread form of waste reuse. There are many benefits to recycling cans, bottles, newspapers, and other daily goods. Not only does it save governments money by reducing spending on landfills, but it also helps companies and individuals lower garbage disposal costs. Also, using recycled materials to make goods is much cheaper than using raw materials. For instance, making a can from recycled cans uses 1/20th the energy required to make a can from scratch. Cost savings like that lead to higher company profits. Another type of waste, organic material, has a clear economic value. Scientists have developed ways to turn vegetables, grains, and even used coffee grounds into biofuel, and companies are taking notice. Supermarket giant Sainsbury's has the ambitious goal of turning all of its food waste into biofuel. In the past, the firm's Scotland operations used more than 300 trucks to collect organic waste and bring it to landfills. Now, just one truck collects the waste and delivers it to processing plants for conversion to biofuel. It's a win-win situation for the company and the environment. Through creative efforts, other waste materials are being turned into completely new products. An interesting example is Eco, a UK-based company which makes beautiful bags and wallets from used fire hoses. On the other side of the world, a local government effort in the Philippines aims to eliminate waste altogether. Part of the effort involves turning old plastic bags and other materials into construction blocks. In both cases, garbage is seen not as a problem, but as a business opportunity. Even factories are finding opportunities to increase profits in earth-friendly ways. As goods are produced, factories often generate large amounts of heat and gas, which are then released into the air. Yet by refitting a plant, it's possible to capture these materials and turn them into energy, which the factory can then reuse. Excess energy can even be sold to power companies for a profit. The potential for this type of operation is fantastic. Recaptured energy from U.S. factories could meet 20% of the country's power needs. Waste reuse, in addition to its financial value, has many environmental benefits. It reduces garbage disposal costs and landfill use, while fighting global warming by lowering the amount of CO2 in the air. Yet businesses, who have responsibilities to investors and shareholders, tend to focus on cost benefits. When waste reuse policies can be shown to save or make money, it's much easier to convince firms to act in ways which are both eco-friendly and business-friendly.